Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We had this testimony about these folks that just today, money came in and spared them from losing some stuff. They could have quit expecting last night. They could have quit the night before. They could have quit last week. And even when it looks like there's no reason to expect to live, the doctor says, I have to die. Believe on anyhow. Expect anyway. Well, where's the money going to come from? I don't know. Ain't know anybody I could get that much money from. You don't have to know anybody except the source.
That's right.
He knows somebody.
That's right.
He'll deal with the right people. The right things will happen. But you got to expect when there's no reason to expect.
Amen.
Except the greatest reason.
Yeah.
He believed on in hope. And what did he do? Verse 19, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't talk about the problem. He didn't talk about how old they were. Now this is so important, friends. You cannot talk the problem and talk faith. If you're talking the problem, you're not talking faith. If you're talking faith, you're not talking the problem. You can get down and pray a great prayer and get up late, 2 hours later and completely undo it with your mouth by talking about the problem. If you're going to get in faith and stay in faith, you must stop talking the problem. If you're believing and calling yourself healed, you got to quit talking about the sickness. Got to quit talking about how you feel. Got to quit talking about the symptoms. And sometimes they can be alarming, and sometimes they can be demanding, they can be in your face, they can be pulling on you, but you got to make a decision. If I want to live, if I want to be healed, I cannot dwell on this. I can't talk this, how bad this is and how bad I feel. And let me warn you about this. I worked in healing school for, 16 years, every day, Monday through Friday. And you cannot use a sickness and receive your healing from it. I saw numerous cases where people were getting extra attention because of the problem, and they were using it. Did you hear me? They were using it, and then they turn around, will pray for me to be healed. Well, that doesn't work. This sickness is either your friend or it's your enemy.
Amen.
You can't say, well, you know, and this starts too early on. I mean, it starts with 3-year-olds. Got a little fever, got a runny nose. You can stay home, don't go to school. Mama fixes you your favorite soup and comes and holds your head in her lap and reads you a story. Well, this sickness ain't so bad. And I mean, adults, how many millions of adults across the country use sickness to get a day off? Or an afternoon off, or just tired of fooling something with something at work, don't want to fool with it anymore, and say, well, you know, I'm sick, I'm going to go home. And if you do that, you have just thrown both doors open to the enemy, and you have invited sickness into your life. Or you've invited it to stay. And if you feel like your husband or your wife is paying you extra attention because you're sick and you kind of like that extra attention, and you know, you kind of let them know when the symptoms are worse so that they give you the extra attention, and you use the symptoms to get out of doing this or to get out of doing that, you're not going to be healed. This sickness is your friend. You and the sickness are buddies. You're using it, so it's going to stay with you. You have to decide, this is an enemy of my body and of my life. I despise it. I will make no room for it in my life.
Amen.
I resist it every day. I don't use it. I resist it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You can't be wishy-washy, vacillating about sometimes it's not so bad and sometimes I wish you didn't have it. You know, I'm caught betwixt two. You got to be fully persuaded that this is not a blessing. It's a curse. My body's supposed to work right. Amen. And you know, I have enjoyed tremendous health for decades now. I mean, go for long periods of time, not even an ache, not even a pain, nothing. To my knowledge, there's not one thing wrong with me. I'm thankful for that. I'm happy for that. But I've learned too, at the first indication of a problem, get on it, resist it. Say, no, you don't. I'm not having this. And resist it with all your being. Now, sometimes you have to stand. I know years ago, I was first year Rhema. And some friends and myself and some fellow students, we're going to Guatemala to have a tent crusade. And we're going to build a church. And we did some things there. It was a great trip. And as soon as we got there, we were down in the interior. We were in the jungle part of the time and in Quetzaltenango part of the time. And they told us as soon as we got there, and they said, now, out here, don't drink the water. And don't eat anything unless we tell you it's okay. Because there was a bunch of stuff, you know, on the street, you know, don't mess with that. And some things that might have been okay if you were local, but being from another place, your body's just not used to certain things. And, well, you know, habits can be challenging, though. I mean, you're used to doing a certain thing. I was in the little bathroom getting ready, brushing my teeth with the water. Didn't think a thing about it, because at home you just wash your toothbrush off, you know. And I'm brushing my teeth, and my buddy hollered. He said, you're not using that water, are you? I said, ooh. Well, by a day and a half later, half the group are sick. I mean sick. And I woke up that morning early, about daylight, and it felt like World War III was starting in my stomach and I knew what was going on. And I mean, 20 or 30 of them stayed in bed the day before. And I knew, here's where it's made or broken. If I get back in bed, are y'all listening to me now?
Right.
If I give in to this, if I yield to this, I could be here the rest of the trip.
Right.
I felt so raggedy. But I said, no, laid my hands on myself. I said, in Jesus' name, every microbe, every organism, any amoeba, anything that's not supposed to be in here, I curse you, command you to die. Right now, you die, you get out of my system. Immune system, I speak to you. Be strong. I'm strong, I'm healed, I'm whole. I got up and I made myself get ready and I made myself put one foot in front of the other. And I felt like 40 miles of muddy road the whole morning. But about noon, it all left me. Amen. And there were about 30 folks that were in the bed for 2 weeks. You know, well, no, it's the same thing. But the difference is in giving in to it or resisting it. If it's your friend, if you're going to coddle it, it's going to stay with you. But if you'll resist it, resist the devil, and what does the Scripture say? It'll leave. It'll flee. We've seen that kind of thing again and again and again. And I don't know why I told that story, but there it is. Romans 4, let me close with this. He considered not his own body, now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, did they talk about their bodies, their feelings, about how Sarah couldn't conceive when she was 20. Did they talk about any of that? Can you talk the problem and be in faith? No, you cannot. And notice what it said. They didn't do that. They didn't consider that. Verse 20, he, Abraham, staggered not. He wavered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and what? Being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Everybody say fully persuaded. What's almost persuaded? Well, that's not even worth talking about. But what about fully persuaded? Fully persuaded, that's what gets results. Amen? Or is the money going to come in to pay those bills? Are you sure? Are you fully persuaded? Are you still wavering about it and wondering, well, I hope it does. We just don't. You just never know. No, fully persuaded. How about your body? Is your body, if there's something wrong, if there's been some symptoms there, is it changing? Is it going to change? Are you fully persuaded that health and wholeness is God's perfect will for your life? You have a right to stay here and live a long, full, productive life. Amen? How long is long? Huh? Were they telling on the news just the other day about a man is 124 or 5? They got good records for it. I keep up with, so I got a whole file of stuff like this. Why? Because the Lord dealt with me years ago that the full length of span is approximately 120 years. The Lord said that in Genesis 6:3, the days of man shall be 120 years. Now, if you don't believe that, that's fine. But I'll still be kicking maybe when you're already going on. One reason I talk about this is because we need to get our perspective right. 60 is halfway. Not done for. Not over the hill. 60 is halfway, middle age. Amen. Amen. See how you laughed about that? Where are the scriptures at, you see? See, people are you know, they've been sold a bill of goods. They think, well, you know, 18, 25, that's a prime of life. Time you hit 40, it's all over. Ungodly, unscriptural thinking. Amen. Caleb and Joshua were warriors and took cities when they were 80. Moses climbed a mountain unassisted. God had to tell him to die. He did. He said, all right, now it's time for you to die. He's 120. Climbed a mountain, looked at the promised land without binoculars. Bible said his natural force and strength had not abated. He hadn't dried out. He wasn't worn out. Now, he was older than 25, but he wasn't shot. Thank God he renews our youth and our strength like the eagles. But it happens for people that are fully, not to wonder about it and think so, hope so, maybe so, we'll see. Nah, the fully persuaded souls, those are the ones who see the results.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.